Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, You Have Served Your Purpose Well.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, The other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. At the end of your life and you meet God face to face, how do you want God to welcome you? A lot of answers may enter your mind. Perhaps you would like God to embrace you, or imagine how he will tell you something about how good and or how well you have lived the life he gave you. The gospel is not just another healing miracle. It brings to the fore the purpose of Jesus' action. The miracle of Jesus is a demonstration of his ministry, of his purpose, the reason why he was sent. In the gospel, we read that the crowd, having witnessed his miracles, tried to keep him from leaving them. That's why he said to them, To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. Jesus understood that he did not come for a particular group of people. As the Messiah, he has been sent to preach the gospel of the kingdom to everybody. Jesus knows his purpose, and there is no chance by which he would deviate from what he was sent to do. One of the most profound questions is, what is your purpose in life? Most of us may find it difficult to answer that question. But how come Jesus knows? And how come most of us struggle to know our purpose? Jesus was sent for us. He knows his mission. He did not allow the world to distract him, something which is quite opposite nowadays. Today we seek for things that distract us. Instead of keeping to our goal, we make several stops, diversions, or even detours. And as we do, the route takes longer. It derails us, losing focus to our goal. We pray that when the time comes that we meet God face to face, we hear him say, Welcome home, my child. You have served your purpose well.